This week, Lieutenant Colonel Brian Melton joins us. He is the commander of the 1st Battalion, 194th Combat Combined Arms Battalion, part of Minnesota's Red Bull Brigade, currently stationed in Kuwait. Colonel Melton, welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be here.
Colonel, you probably just arrived there last week?
You're right. We've been on the ground really about 5 days now with the entire battalion, all approximately 600 of us, and everybody's getting acclimated to the weather and getting here on the ground and getting ready to get to work.
You're getting settled in. You're part of the 1st Brigade Combat Team, which has three battalions. Is that correct, sir?
Really, five battalions, but some smaller than others, but five of us.
And the 194th, what is your battalion's job with the brigade?
Our job, the Combined Arms Battalion, we're regularly an armor and mechanized infantry battalion. In this case, we're going to be a convoy security mission, which means that we'll escort sustainment convoys as they move up into Iraq, keep them secure so that supplies can get to other bases that are inside Iraq, as well as then escorting equipment as it comes out of Iraq as part of the drawdown mission of Operation New Dawn that's ending or should be ending December 31st of 2011.
And Colonel, you're the battalion commander. And how long have you been in the military?
I've been in 20 years. I was commissioned in 1991, and I've spent my entire career with the Minnesota National Guard and Red Bull Battalion and the Red Bull Brigade, and took command last year, May 2010.
And have you been deployed before, sir?
I have. I had an opportunity to be deployed with the brigade when we went to Bosnia, and then I was with the brigade from 2006 to 2007 when we deployed to Iraq.
And Colonel, I understand you are your civilian occupation is you are the Clay County Attorney.
That is true. I am the Clay County Attorney up in Moorhead, so I have the opportunity to practice law on my civilian side, but I don't do JAG work on the military side. I'm an infantry officer on the military side. I get the opportunity to work with soldiers and work on the infantry and armor side, so I really enjoy that as the role I get to take on in the military.
Well, Clay County is going to be missing you for a while.
Yeah, I definitely miss them there at home. It's a fun job to have. I had a great opportunity to be able to work there in that community, and they've been a super supportive community of everything I've done. So I appreciate everything they've done, and that my office has allowed me to do with the military as well.
Colonel, I know that you were training up at Camp Ripley, and then you spent some weeks over at Fort McCoy. How long did the trip take to get to Kuwait, and how are your soldiers?
They're doing well. Right. We had a good train up. We had about 45 days at Fort McCoy. It was there were some warm days there, not quite what it is here, but a very good train up for us. We did a lot of work, driver's training to get ready for the trucks that we'll be driving as part of the convoy security mission. We logged about 44,000 miles with our drivers and did a lot of cruiser weapons qualification, things like that. Got a lot of things ready just for the soldiers to be fully prepared. And then we got on a plane, and it was about 24 hours worth, depending on the flight. Some of the guys had a little bit shorter flight than others, 20 to 24 hours from the time we left the U.S. till the time that we landed here in Kuwait.
Now, will you be training or working with the unit that's withdrawing for a few weeks before you're take control of the mission there?
We do, right. That's how we regularly posture it or work with units. The unit that we're ripping out with, we call it release in place. So we're doing a rip with them currently, and we refer to it kind of a left seat, right seat ride, meaning they're in the right seat, kind of showing us how to drive the truck, and we're in the left seat learning everything. The unit we're replacing is the 119th Field Artillery out of Michigan. They've been an excellent unit to work with. They've really done a good job of setting everything up and setting us up for success. So we spend a few weeks with them and learn the mission through them, learn all the different troop leading procedures and everything else that's out there that we can learn from them, and then in a few weeks we'll do what we call a transfer of authority. We'll take over the mission. They'll be able to fly back and get home, and then we'll start doing the mission on our own.
Well, I would imagine there's a lot of people on that base right now.
Well, it's pretty crowded. I guess it's pretty crowded all the way through Kuwait with all of our brigade that are coming to different bases. And then, yeah, on our base right now with everybody here, it's pretty crowded, but it's really a good facility. We're pretty lucky here. They have a lot of different places for the soldiers to stay. And most of the soldiers are either in about 6 to 8 man tents or depending on rank, some have their own apartment or what we call a can. So pretty good facilities for everybody to live in.
So you've been there for about a week. Are you getting starting to get settled in well, sir?
I'd say we're pretty well settled in, at least just to get started. We usually take a few days to get acclimated. The temperature has been about 120 to 125, so it's pretty warm here. It's kind of like having a blow dryer in your face all the time, so that takes some getting used to. I think that's a big part of what we do as part of our train-up. We really work to work on physical fitness training and preparedness to be able to take on that acclimation to the heat, make sure guys are healthy and ready to go, and then it's just a matter of drinking water and getting used to it. But no, it's a good facility, and we're doing really well here.
Colonel, we have to take a short break. Please stay with us. We'll be right back to you. We're speaking to Lieutenant Colonel Brian Melton, the commander of the 1st Battalion, 194th Combined Arms Battalion, on the Minnesota Military Radio Hour right here on Newstalk 100.3 FM. Please stay with us. Welcome back to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. Today we're talking to Lieutenant Colonel Brian Melton, the battalion commander of the 1st Battalion, 194th Combined Arms Battalion. Colonel, before the break, we were talking about the fact that your battalion and the rest of the brigade has been in Kuwait for about a week, and you started telling me about the conditions and so forth. It's hot over there, and are there special training that you put your soldiers through to make sure that they're properly hydrated and take care of themselves while they're on these convoys and these trucks in the hot weather?
Well, it's definitely, I think it does start with physical fitness training. We make sure guys are in good shape. We do a physical fitness test before we leave. We make sure if guys have had any difficulties with weight in the past, that they're working on weight loss, that kind of thing. But really beyond that, it's just making sure they stay hydrated, that they're drinking water, that they're not drinking pop and those kinds of things that might dehydrate you. And so it's just really comes down to discipline after that. And we've done a good job. We didn't have any problems when we were at Fort McCoy. We were starting to get into some 90s and 100-degree weather while we were there. As you know, it was pretty warm all the way through Minnesota and Wisconsin and didn't have any problems. We don't expect any problems here with any of that. But with all the, when they go out, they're wearing a helmet, full what we call a body armor, so that's adding a pretty good amount of weight, 40 to 50 pounds on each individual soldier. So it is important that they stay hydrated throughout the time.
How much water does a typical soldier go through when they're on their convoy duty and they've got on all that equipment?
Well, as part of the mission, they go out with we stock coolers in the back of the trucks, and each soldier probably has 8, 9, 10 bottles of water apiece as they're out on mission, and takes in a good amount of water. We actually have camelbacks, we call them. If you've ever seen them, they're ones that soldiers can wear on their back if they need to, and take in additional water. So either between bottled water or camelbacks or canteens, it's a matter of definitely taking in as much water as you can, taking in food as well. That's a big piece of making sure you don't get dehydrated and that you're taking in meals. And so soldiers are smart about that, and leaders are smart. They know it's an important piece. We do have air conditioning in the vehicles to keep it cool. So those are all important things to make sure when it is temperatures like this, 120 degrees, you really have to concentrate on and be smart about it.
So you've got them pretty well trained for the conditions you're in.
I would say so, definitely.
Colonel, how does this deployment compare to when you were deployed in Kosovo?
Well, it's definitely. I would say it's more dangerous. I mean, this is a real world mission, no question about it. That it's important what we're doing and escorting the convoys and making sure that supplies are getting up into Iraq is important. It is the roads that we travel are roads that the enemy has used to attack before and use IEDs on the roadways, and that's part of the training that we went through is making sure counter IED and understanding how the enemy operates, and so we make sure that we're looking for them, that we're finding them, we're defeating them, and using our EOD, our assets to make sure we defeat those. So it's a serious mission but a good mission. The fact that I've been in Iraq before and we saw the effects of IEDs, we knew how to counter them and fight against them is something I think that myself as a leader can use and other leaders I've had. That about 35 to 40% that have deployed before, but somewhere around 60-65% of the soldiers have never deployed before. So some are new to it and did a lot of learning while they were at Fort McCoy, but a lot of the leaders have a good understanding of what we face.
Colonel, you mentioned that you're replacing the 119th out of Michigan. How was their deployment, and what have you learned from them so far?
They have done an excellent job. They really are an outstanding unit. They traveled about approximately 2.5 million miles. But for real, 2.5 million miles. They had no rollover accidents. They had no what we call Class A or Class B accidents, which are serious accidents where somebody would get injured, would have to be sent home because of it. They've really had a good safety record. That's a big thing that we concentrate on and train on. We know that safety is important, so we're always talking about that. Smart drivers that know how to control the rate of speed that they go, that they're not, you know, doing anything that would be out of the ordinary, not taking any unnecessary risks. So all those things weigh into what we do. You know, as leaders in the military, we know it's a serious business that we're in. We know it it has risk, but we then manage risk and mitigate it where we can. And that's probably the important lesson that we've taken away from them and that we've learned and trained on. So we're confident in what we're doing. We know that it is serious, but we're ready to take that on.
Colonel, they put a lot of miles on that equipment, and you're taking over some of that equipment. What kind of shape is it in?
It's actually in really good shape. That's one of the things that we show up with that they've had and that we have is a full maintenance crew. We work to maintain the equipment. We have good access to parts, good access to tires. Tires is a big thing with the heat. They do wear down, so you're constantly doing services on the vehicles and maintaining them, and that's a constant thing that you're battling. But I would say while we were in McCoy, we worked on the same machinery, same trucks. We're able to maintain them and keep them at a. We rate our operational readiness rate. We were able to keep them at 98% throughout our train up. That's about a rate they've been able to maintain here, and we would expect to do that too, meaning that we shouldn't have more than 2% of our vehicles down any time as they roll out and make sure that we're continuing to be successful.
Colonel, I don't want to violate any security, but are most of these missions, are they day trips where you come back every night, or are you out for more than one day at a time?
Right. It really depends on the mission, depends on the convoy, what we're supporting, what we're doing. Could be anywhere from 2 days up to 10 days or longer without getting into specifics of what they would be or when they would be. There's some short ones and some longer ones.
And Colonel, I know you and your soldiers went through some pre-deployment training, but how much support, what kind of support have you had from families and the communities back home?
Oh, we've had outstanding support, really, really great support from the families and the communities. Really starting from our deployment ceremonies, the communities did a great job of organizing those to send everybody off and really show the soldiers that the communities are supportive of them and the families are supportive of them. They did a great job there just telling them that they were there for them while they were going to be gone and will be there for them when they get back. We have the Yellow Ribbon Network that's been supportive My unit, one of the 194, is headquartered out of Brainerd, but the units include St. Cloud, East St. Paul, Alexandria, Sauk Center, and all those communities have worked really hard to help support the units, support the soldiers, and they've been doing a great job. Things like packages, letters, all those kind of things. You'd be amazed at the amount of mail that comes through just within the 45 days of McCoy, and already seeing guys, soldiers get packages from back home, and I think that helps them feel connected and stay connected with family. And then we had a lot of other pieces, kind of the modern-day part that really wasn't there, say, when I was in Bosnia before, is the things like Facebook and Skype and those kind of things. And we still have telephone where everybody can call and talk. That's kind of still what us old-timers use more. But the computer piece, that the social networking really helps, I think, guys stay connected instead of, you know, might be 4, 5, 6 days before they could have called in the past. They're able to get right on computers right away at our MWR facilities and send messages home through Facebook or other social networking to let them know they're here and that they're safe.
Colonel, we're just about out of time. What would you have to say to the families back here about the soldiers under your command?
Well, I would let them know that that they're doing a terrific job. They've done a great job all the way through train-up. They are fully ready to fight and ready to go for the mission. They've already done a great job and are highly motivated. I would say the morale is very high, and they're ready to get to work. And so we greatly appreciate the support, the prayers, and everything we're getting from the families and friends, and we appreciate all that.
Colonel Melton, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Tom.
That was Lieutenant Colonel Brian Melton, the battalion commander of the 1st Battalion.
As a result of the nuclear energy...
Thanks, Colonel. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.